Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So what is your favorite color? Most people would say red or blue. And some people, no, I have a specific shade of blue. I like seafoam, but not me. My favorite color is camo. I spend so much time in the wild either conducting research, filming, or just having fun. It's better to go unseen. Some people say that about me often. I don't know what they're trying to really say. My original camo gear came from West Point. One of my good friends was serving, and I was able to go to the West Point commissary and purchase both spring and winter weight gear. I grew up in the Northeast, so I love the woodland patterns, and I use these for many years. Also, please support our military, and thank you for keeping us safe. This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Since that time, the woodland patterns, many new camo patterns have been created. I'll just name a few. Advantage, Multicam, Seclusion 3D, Winter Snow, Mossy Oak Winter Breakup, Mossy Oak Winter Brush. There's a million Mossy Oaks, by the way. Zones Woodlands, Realtree AP, Realtree Hardwood Green. There's a million Realtrees out there as well. Think about this one. Farmland Corn Belt, don't have it, gotta get it. Delta Marsh, don't have it, gotta get it. Ground SWAT, gotta get it. Hey, I've got, no joke, I have so many different patterns. Those three, especially the Farmland Corn Belt. Hey, what could be better than looking like a bunch of corn stalks? Life is just so good. So let me give you like a cool example about me and camo. Fishing is my outdoor passion. I'm a catch and release guy. Hey, I love catching fish, but I also love releasing them so they can grow up and become big boys and girls. When I'm not on camera or in a studio, I'm standing with my fly rod at a stream. Trout, they can see color. For this reason, I wear a camo shirt and hat. My waders, they're a light brown color. So I guess I look like a small tree with a long branch because my fly rod is also brown. So in cool weather, I wear a camo jacket with camo gloves. You know, it sounds like you're extending a little bit further, but hey, if a trout can look up and see, people will just wear any other color shirt, well then why not blend in with nature when you're out there? Doing my research on grizzly bears and wolves, it is better to not be seen than observed by large predators. No, I don't fear these majestic animals because I respect them and I understand them. I'm more concerned about my scent. A cool fact, a grizzly bear can smell up to 5 miles. They know you are coming way before they ever see you, or don't see you because you're wearing camo. So during my grizzly bear research, my fellow scientists called me Camo Joe. Because, hey, I had camo on all the time. Now, before we talk turkey, let's discuss other parts of my gear that is camo colored. It's not just the pants and shirt. Well, how about my gloves? My hat, my neck gaiter, my boots, and my handkerchief. When I'm out tracking bald eagles in the wintertime, I use a neck gaiter that can be pulled up over my head, and it protects my neck, my face, my ears, because sometimes out there, and I'm telling you, in the wintertime, with wind chills, it's way below zero. So you're tracking those bald eagles, and with that neck gaiter on, but it's a camo, cool-looking neck gaiter, you can actually protect those. One of my camo pairs of boots are 800 grain Thinsulate. They provide me with great warmth. My mittens, they have a slit in the palm so my fingers can poke out and operate a camera. So when we're using these TV cameras out in the wild, you need to poke your fingers out. And it's funny, I've got gloves, and yes, I have camo thin gloves. And I actually poke them out, turn the camera on, put them back into the mittens because your hands do stay warmer inside mittens. My socks are wicking layered and they're brown to blend in. And hey, that makes sense too. Now, they make wicking layers in camo. Think about this. It's the closest layer to your body. Why would someone wear a camo layer? By the way, I don't own any, so I'm just joking on this. Why would you have a wicking layer, which is against your body, your skin, in a camo layer when you're putting other gear on top of it? Well, are you hiding your wicking layer from your other camo layers? I don't know the reason for it. Hey, besides it looking cool, because hey, you know what? Dressing for the wild, as my dad would say, is not a fashion statement, but hey, maybe it is for me. I don't know. I even have camo-colored swim trunks, you know, and I'm going to let you know, these are for purely for fashion. But I get so many compliments on my swim trunks when I'm at the ocean. I also have camo-colored cons, the old Chuck Taylors. I guess I'm the outdoor Joey GQ. So now let's talk a little turkey. I researched turkey vocalization. Spend many days and months and years out in the wild. I filmed them for Joey B TV, and we've done a couple podcast shows on turkeys as well. Think about this. A turkey's eyesight is 4 to 5 times better than a human's. So think about how far away you could identify your friend. So say your friend's in a crowd of people, and yeah, they're at a football game, and you're looking at this crowd as you're walking up. How far away would you be before you could identify, like, that is specifically your friend? Now multiply that distance by at least 4 times. When I say that, that's how good a turkey sees. For this very reason, I dress in total camo, including my face with a gator over it, and because they could see every detail, including the reflection of my sunglasses, so that's why. And we actually have a camo veil that covers up the camo, and there's even camo tape, so you can get like camo duct tape. And you know when you turn on your cameras and you see that red light? Well, on the TV cameras, when that's on and operating, we don't want it to be seen because, again, a turkey could pick out that little red speck in the middle of nowhere, so we use camo tape on it. I've spoken to schools near Thanksgiving about how our ancestors celebrated the first Thanksgiving. You can listen to podcast shows on that and learn some really cool, unique facts about these celebrations, but don't leave for that podcast now because you need to listen to this one, finish this one. So when I'm dressed in camo, the comments I always get when I'm in school is like students and teachers saying, I can't see you, or where did you go? Fun, cute, but I thought like that was me. And then some kids, I'm walking down the halls going, well, I can't see you. And I go, no, the reason why I didn't wear my total locker camo is I wanted you to be able to see me. Recently, I'm speaking at a high school environmental science class. I wore the clothing I typically wear when I'm on camo. I've got these really cool Columbia long sleeve SPF 50 shirts. I use these so I don't have to put sunscreen on the upper part of my body. They breathe well, vented, just really cool. And again, if it's a little bit cooler out, I could put a wicking layer below them. And I always wear one of my camo pants. The first comment I got was, I can't see you. My response always, like I'm babbling, I'm a little sorry, but my response always is, that's why I don't wear see that? I'm still babbling because I'm still excited about this because, you know what? It's evoking the memory of going back into this class. And I say, that's why I don't wear total camo so you can see where I'm moving to around the classroom. You know, I've designed and tested backpacks for Tranquility Mountain. There is a line of Joey B. Signature Series backpacks. There are many fashionable colors, and I got to select them. Hey, besides designing and testing, I got to use a little bit of my fashion statement. They showed me all these different colors and said, Joey, would you please select? And I did. But I also insisted on a camo pattern for one of them. You have to complete my ensemble in the outdoors. Well, hey, think about this. Really, if you're out there doing research or just enjoying nature and don't want to be seen, well then, hey, you may as well have a camo-colored backpack as well. I also have a comfortable pair of sweatpants that's camo colored. Oh, wait, if I got them, you know, it's a Woodlands product. I'm out there and I was walking on a trail recently, early fall, just out there hiking on my own, and it wasn't real cold, real warm. I said, let me throw on a pair of camos and these sweatpants. And I'm walking up and down a trail, and it's a trail that before I get to the cutoff that I want to go to where there are less people or no people, I see a few people. And I got compliments on my sweatpants all along the trail. So I don't know. I get compliments on the trail. I get them in the classroom, on stage, on set, and off camera. You might say that I have a camo addiction. I should go to see a Camos Anonymous. But if I dressed in total camo and went there, they wouldn't see me, so they wouldn't even know that I went to Camo Anonymous. And it's hard to find clothing in my closet every morning because they're all camo. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.